before World War One, up to the end of World War Two, there weren't many really Arabs in Australia, but they were Lebanese. The only Arab group in Australia were the Lebanese, and there were quite a few Lebanese that actually enlisted to fight in the Australian Expeditionary Force. We know of, I'm a member of the Australian Lebanese Historical Society, and the society has done some research on the contribution of Lebanese ANZACs to the Australian Armed Forces in World War One. And we know of approximately about 27 or 28 ANZACs that took part in World War One. That's not the full extent. There may have been other Lebanese ANZACs that took part in World War in the Australian Expeditionary Force in World War One. But these are the ones that we've discovered in the National Archives of Australia. And they fought in Gallipoli, but they also fought in on various other fronts as well. Some fought on the Western Front in France and Belgium. Some fought in the Middle East, and some fought in Gallipoli. Some of them were killed in action. There's quite a few that were killed in action. For example, there was a gunner called Elias Kiaoni, who was killed on the Western Front in action. Vincent Mahboub was actually born in Lebanon, but they came to Australia when he was 1 year old. They came in 1900. And he enlisted when he was 17 years old, and he was killed in action. And there were others that were captured and then released at the end of the war, and others that were wounded, and so they were discharged and returned to Australia. And others served out the whole war and were discharged at the end of the war. So the Lebanese, Australian soldiers of Lebanese heritage made a significant contribution to the war effort. And after the First World War, when Australia started to celebrate Anzac Day in 1922, in the first Anzac parade in the city, one of the Lebanese soldiers that were enlisted in Australian Expeditionary Force actually carried a Lebanese flag that was knitted by his mother in the parade. So even in the first Anzac parade, there was a Lebanese presence. And that's the contribution that's some of the contribution that the Lebanese made towards the war effort, and you know, the ANZAC tradition.